for years and years, and we just adopted him.
Is he about your age or around?
Yeah, he's about 2 years older than I am. He was 70 last August. Mm-hmm. He'd be 71 this August. Yeah, we grew up as children together. Mm-hmm. I know my daddy used to go off to big meetings, and he'd get George still there with Mama to keep the boogers off. And sometime we'd get in pillow fights, and Mama would whip me and my brother and George all alike. She'd just get him just quick as she would. He still has a big laugh now. He says, "You remember that time Mr. got all us for pillow fighting?" I said, "Yeah, just like it is yesterday evening." I said, "Now, George, she was left-handed too, and she applied every one of them lashes and according to that left hand. She could tear you up."
What did you ever do when you were young other than have pillow fights to deserve a whipping?
Oh, I didn't have much time to fight. I had a bunch of cows to look after from 9 years old on up. I didn't have much time for fighting. Go to school 5 days a week. Work all day Saturday to pay for going to school five. Now that might sound like something foolishness, but that's what it was. Yeah, my daddy'd pull corn the following year, and we'd pick up sometimes 6 and 7 loads during that day and put it in the barn. And he got through, he said, "Boy, y'all done fine. I wish we could have done a little more."
Did you have to pay your teacher directly, or did you pay for your books?
Let's see. Now, we bought the books. Wait a minute. No, we didn't. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And the tablets and pencils. And she was paid some of that salary. It might have been $1 a day for 8 hours at school hours. Now, we was in the school room 6.5 hours. We had 2 recesses, 1 at 9-something and 1 at 2-something, and then dinner at 12. But we'd always have to stay at school house till 4 o'clock, no matter if you was 1 mile or 5 miles. A lot of times we'd walk, with several years after we walked that distance, get the splinters for the next morning, water, milk the cows, feed them, feed the mules and the hogs. Oh, we was busy. We didn't have time to do much.
Did you make your own butter and
churn? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We've done that as far back as I can remember.
Whose responsibility was that? Was it yours or your mother's?
No, that was my mother's. Mm-hmm. But me and Sister Louise helped with it quite a bit. I've churned many times. I've even worked out the butter and molded in half pounds or pound blocks. Mm-hmm. In fact, we sold a bunch of it that way.
How much did you sell it for, do you remember?
I think we got 30 cents a pound for part of it, and it finally went to 45. Buttermilk was a nickel a quart, and sweet milk was a dime. And eggs, 10 to 12 cents a dozen. But actually, we raised most everything we had at the home to eat, except sugar and coffee. Grew our own wheat, thresh it and carry it to mill and have it ground. We've done that for years and years. And most nights we had the corn, sweet potatoes, peas, butter beans, and what have you. We raised all that.
What mill did you take the grain to?
Delray mill, the old grist mill. Now that was for the corn, but the wheat was scared the Effigy's mill up in Pike County, right this side of Miller. Old brother Parker.